2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. And here we go, the 15-minute morning show podcast. The room is full. There's Froggy, and there's Scary, and there's Scotty B, and Gandhi. There's where Danielle sits, but she's not there.
Her cat should be here soon.
The cat will be walking by in just a moment. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's Straight Nate, and there's Garrett.
Yes.
I've got the world-famous Bob Pittman beard going. Did you see
that? Oh, yeah, look at that.
Anyway, just thought I'd show that off. So what do you have to start our podcast off with today, Straight Nate?
Okay, this will be quick. I don't know if you guys do this too, but, like, when I'm in the shower or driving to work, I tend to – my mind just wanders, right?
Yes.
So I've been writing down some of the things I think about randomly.
Oh, shower thoughts.
Yeah,
I love
shower
this.
Thoughts.
I do this too sometimes.
Yeah. So you want to hear some of them? Here they are.
Yes.
Would people know about Roman numerals if it wasn't for the Super Bowl? Like, where else do you see Roman numerals?
Hmm.
Think about
I remember
it.
Learning about them when I was younger, but
yeah.
I don't remember why.
Yeah, but why do we even need
clocks.
To learn that?
Clocks.
Fraternities.
Yeah, but.
Right.
No?
Maybe?
Okay.
And trademarks at the end of films.
Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He said Super Bowl.
He
started with
Super
Bowl.
Scary. You cannot be a part of this podcast unless you pay attention.
But are we doing a podcast?
I give up.
I didn't know we started. I thought this was a discussion before we start recording.
Show before the show?
No, this is
Hey, wait a second. You all were caught off guard once or twice.
No, hold on. Scary, his literal question. Show. Go ahead, Elvis. Go ahead.
This is the show before the show that's after the show.
Okay.
Scary, his question was, why do we use Roman numerals if it weren't for the Super Bowl? Would we even use them? That was the question.
If it weren't for the Super Bowl, yeah.
And then your answer was, Super Bowl.
Moving on.
Yes. More shower thoughts.
More shower thoughts. How come you can't unclick an elevator button? Because the other day, I went and I hit 4, which I didn't want to go to. And I'm like, why can't I unclick that button?
You can.
That's a good question.
You cannot.
It's like you're done.
A wives' tale.
Our boss, Tom Pullman, showed me once in the elevator, you have to, like, it's a code or something. You have to hit one of the
There's
two
no
bottom
code.
Buttons and
you
hold
cannot
it down.
Doesn't work. Do it.
Ask
doesn't
someone
work.
From Otis. I guarantee
we tried it. We tried it. It doesn't work.
No,
it's supposed
works.
To be like closed door and the floor button at the same time or something
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Okay. Oh.
You should just push it again and it should go off.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they should do. And I bet someone from Otis says we do have an elevator that will allow that, but we don't have it in our building.
Right.
I just wonder why they have that as just a set default. Like you press the button and you
like
can't.
Like cancel my floor.
Yeah.
And the worst is when you have to select the floor outside of the elevator and then get in, because if you mess up then you have to get off the elevator, do it again, and get back on it. Terrible. Mm-hmm.
I bet you
there's Danielle.
Do it.
Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. I bet you they can do it in a elevator that has an operator.
Yes.
You know?
But
Fair.
We don't have that.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Where did bed bugs live before people had beds? Because you only see bed bugs in bed. There's like they don't live outside.
They're called bed bugs.
But wait a minute, no, that's not true. You can get them in a movie theater.
Okay,
in the seats.
Like, okay, where did they live before upholstery? Like,
maybe they were called something else.
Where were they? Like, they're nowhere. I go out into the forest. I don't find bed bugs.
You can't see them really. Huh. They're little.
I googled it, Nate. It said they lived on animals. So they live on, like, poultry and bats and things like that.
But they still don't, do they?
I don't know.
I want to know why they attack in a line. They bite you in a line, so you, like a line of bites. Why is it always like a straight?
Is that
could
true?
That, could that
they
be
do
just,
that?
Could that be just one that's walking and biting and walking and biting and walking and biting?
Maybe.
I'm just guessing on that.
Okay. Do lumberjacks really eat big breakfasts?
Like, by the way,
I think they do.
You did not think of this in the shower this morning.
No, not today, but I've been writing them down over the course of time. Like, they always call it the lumberjack breakfast.
They do.
I don't know any lumberjacks, and I'm not sure if they eat big breakfasts.
But I think it's
they
because they're a big dude.
Do.
Lumberjacks are big dudes. So big dudes eat big foods.
And they spend a lot of energy.
I bet the brawny man
just
eats a big breakfast. Yep. You know he's got big dumps.
Like a truck.
Ew.
Okay, Nate, go back to Reddit and give us another shower.
Ah!
Busted. These are all mine. Actually, I'll go there now. I'll give you the top one.
I got one.
What's that, Froggy?
If you try to fail and you succeed, what have you actually done?
Both.
No, right. You succeeded because you tried to. You wanted to fail, so you did succeed. You succeeded at failing.
Who you wants also to failed. Fail, though?
Because you can't succeed unless you failed. That's the whole point.
Right, sheesh. But you succeeded at failing.
So it's both.
Okay.
This is way too deep. No, no, seriously. If you had to fail to succeed, that means you had to fail as well.
Right, otherwise but if you wanted to fail and you did, then you really succeeded, so you didn't do what you set out to do in the first place.
No, you did. You did both. That's my point. Your goal was to do both. Fail and succeed.
It was on Reddit. That's why I asked. I never had that thought.
That's where Nate got hit. Do you ever notice that a parkway you don't park and on a driveway you don't drive?
Here's one from Reddit. If you know you're an adult when you miss trash day and it ruins your entire week.
Oh, shit. It's trash day. I got to go.
I know. He was actually so excited about that earlier. He said it's trash and recycling day.
You just reminded him of trash day?
And now he forgot. The wrong way to go.
He forgot to take out his trash.
No, he's taking his stuff. He's getting out of here. He's not coming back.
You know what? Speaking of this, my family makes fun of me because the other day I was cleaning out our garbage can because there was like, you put stuff in it, it leaks out, and then there gets bugs. So I was bleaching and cleaning out the inside of our big garbage can that goes to the street. My family's making fun of me. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
No, I actually need to do that too.
You have to clean your garbage can every now and then. Otherwise, it smells bad and it gets bugs and shit in it.
Just spray it with Lysol. That's
no, that doesn't clean it.
Doesn't clean it.
Summer comes around.
I am not going in my garbage can to clean it out.
Well, if you clean it.
That is disgusting.
Well, if you would have cleaned it from go, it wouldn't be as bad as it is.
Then just get me a new garbage can.
Do you know how long it takes me to use a new garbage can? I don't want to get them dirty.
Yes. Same way.
Yeah.
You hoard garbage cans for later?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We work with a bunch of weirdos.
Why is it that every time we have a conversation, like all of a sudden, the one comment that Scotty interjects is like the weirdest thing out of left field?
Well, if I get a new garbage can, I'm just going to keep using the old ones with the holes in it because I don't want to put stinky garbage in a brand new can. I don't know.
Why do you buy it? It's a garbage can. It's for garbage.
It's on sale.
I don't know. My head.
Here's a really good one. Shower thought. Some people masturbate more than they brush their teeth.
Oh, gross.
Ooh,
some people multitask and do it at
that's
the same
good.
Time.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I'm just Scary, imagining you in the shower getting it done.
Right?
I don't think you can do that.
Headlights look.
Oh, no. Jeff just warned us about something. Engineer Jeff is walking in.
Yes.
What's going on over there, Jeff? Why don't we add it to
join
the
podcast?
Add it
Jeff.
To the podcast. There you go.
Sorry to know you're in the middle of the podcast.
That's okay. No,
I was warning Scary when he was heading out. There's a protest on Canal Street. Don't go to the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, where are they protesting?
So right at the entrance to the Holland Tunnel.
Right at the entrance of the Holland Tunnel.
That's how we gotta get home.
Fun times ahead.
Yep.
Good luck. So,
going maybe up we'll to join the protest, depending on what it is.
I think it's a year ago today.
Oh, okay.
George Floyd.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
I guess we're going for a ride because I'm driving Gandhi home. And
you know
we're going to go
how many
for some
other
brunch.
People are headed for the Lincoln Tunnel. Good luck.
Yep. Might as well drive through Brooklyn now, Scary.
Okay.
Or come up by me.
I guess I'm going to go. Anybody have a pool to crash?
I do, but you got to get to my apartment.
I got one too, but you just got to get to Jersey. So.
Yep, exactly. Right.
Okay.
Are we done?
I don't know.
No.
Well, no, I don't know how much. We got like 8 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. There's quite a bit left, yeah.
I can't
8 minutes
Elvis
left?
Just left us high and dry.
It was garbage to day. Throw out.
No, but okay. But is he going to come back? Because he left his camera on.
He definitely is doing the garbage, but I don't know if he's coming back.
I think he's going to come back.
But Nate's got a good point, though. It does ruin your shit if you have a lot of garbage to go out and you don't take the garbage can out and it's got to sit there for a week. Oh, man, that's the worst thing ever.
Especially in the heat.
I'll go and use like a random dumpster and chance getting a fine. I'll be like, nope, we're going to throw this in there and haul ass.
Oh, gosh.
Love the cat.
Really? Can you get the hell out of the way?
So what is it with your cat nonstop, like, you know, walking
I'll tell
across
you
your,
what it is.
Your
I'll
keyboard.
Tell you what it is. This is the desk that he sat on before I put my stuff here. And now, you know how we have the box that kind of connects us to the station?
Yes. Yeah.
It's very warm. And cats like to sit in warm spots. And so he's like, it's warm up there. That was my spot to begin with. So I'll just jump up there every freaking 10 seconds.
Yeah, you're in his
spot. Everything. And he throws my pens off. He throws my prep all over the... Oh, he's a friggin' nightmare. Love him, but he's a nightmare.
So, you know, my dog
Look at his paw.
My dog likes cold. And I have to try to not pee on him in the middle of the night because he'll sleep on the tiles wrapped around the bottom of the toilet.
Oh, really?
I stumble in there at like 1 o'clock in the morning and I have to try not to pee on my dog.
Oh, okay.
I wonder what's going through your cat's mind right now. Like,
you're in my spot. Right. Move over. That's what's going in his mind.
I was here first. Get out.
That's it. This is my desk. What are you doing? So, but he does get scared sometimes. Like when I laugh really loudly, he picks his head up. He's like,
what the hell's going on?
Nate, you got more shower thoughts?
I'm looking here.
Why is it okay for, like, here's one I read. Why is it okay for a baby to burp and it's cute, but if an adult or kid does it, it's considered rude? It's the same thing.
Because babies don't know any better.
And babies cry whenever they don't get their way. I wish as an adult I could do that too.
Yeah.
But it's like burping is the same thing. We're releasing the gas from our bodies.
Yeah, I always thought that on a plane, you know, when you have a baby screaming or crying. What if you had an adult just sobbing?
I'm sure that's happened before.
Yeah, of course.
It happened to me. The woman was moving and she had just said goodbye to all of her friends and got on the plane sobbing hysterically. I, of course, had no idea what was going on. I'm sitting next to her, like, is this going to be okay? Should we take off? I don't know what's going on.
It's my new defense mechanism when I'm arguing with my kids and they start like fake crying. So I start fake crying.
Oh, I've done that, Garrett. Me too. I've done that.
Oh, here's a good shower thought.
Sometimes.
Garrett, you'll appreciate this. The most unhelpful thing in the world is a toddler trying to be helpful.
It's the worst. It's the worst. I was getting groceries, and you know you're trying to get all the groceries. And my son, he's 5. He goes, "I got the watermelon. Don't worry about it." I'm like, "No, don't worry about the watermelon. I got." And sure enough, the watermelon rolls out of the back of the car, and then
down the street.
Why is it acceptable to pee in a pool, but not acceptable to stand over a pool and pee into the pool?
It's less acceptable to stand over the pool and pee into it.
I gotta agree with Terry. It's the same exact result.
It's the same.
No, you don't sit in the pool while you're peeing. And go, I'm peeing. And so people don't know you're peeing.
It's the same result, though.
No,
doesn't matter.
Because
it's the actual leading to.
No, but when you pee in the pool, you're also peeing all over yourself. So it's less rude than if you stand outside the pool and just piss on everyone else.
Right.
That's terrible.
It's the same result.
There's a big difference.
One, scary.
These are the things that go on in my head. I want to know that too. No one has a good answer.
You're not allowed near anyone's pool.
Either's acceptable, yeah.
I don't think Scotty's allowed near anyone's pool too, because Scotty admitted that he will pee in pools.
Yeah, I'm rescinding my invitation for you to come to my pool all summer. I'm not saying
I'm going to do this. I'm talking about the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean. Why is it okay to pee in the ocean, but I can't stand in the sand and pee at the ocean?
That's illegal.
I feel like it's a decent exposure to whip your dick out in public and just pee.
Yeah, there's more people at the beach going, hey, look at that guy standing with his dick in his hand as opposed to you in the middle of the ocean.
So what if you stood on the shoreline right by the water, didn't take it out, but just peed and just went down your leg?
Right, that's okay.
Then you,
oh, my gosh. Oh,
well, fish shit in the ocean, why can't I?
Yeah.
You're not a fish.
That's their home.
Doesn't
That's
matter.
Their toilet. That's Doesn't... their toilet, not your toilet.
Same place. So I'm swimming in the fish
sharks.
Toilet? Okay,
These
great.
These are important questions.
I know. Maybe all this makes food. Me want to do is avoid bodies of water forever.
Yeah.
You got these guys peeing and shitting in all of it. So gross.
It really is the same result. It really is the same result, though.
Yeah, but you got to think, a fish's poop is not as big as your poop.
But
you know?
A whale's is much bigger.
But there's so many more fish than there are people, so it adds up.
Think about when you, like, you get in a wave and you get, you know, thrown under right. and all the water gets in your mouth. It's all fish poop in
Plus,
your
think
mouth.
About a whale. A whale turd's got to be huge. I mean, that's not small.
Giant. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it dissipates. You don't ever see that on the shore.
You don't know
that's
that.
That's true. We mm-hmm. haven't.
Why can't you poop on the side of the ocean as opposed to pooping in?
Well, that's just gross.
Yeah. Oh, now that's gross.
That's over the line, Gary.
Oh, that's over the line.
I found the line. Found it.
Okay.
Finally found it. Just in time for this to be over.
Oh, by the way, Elvis never came back. I'm just saying.
I don't blame him.
He's going to be the last screen standing.
He will be.
Okay.
Maybe he's peeing in the pool.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.